This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? I know, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, all this news about General Flynn. What are we on the verge of with all this craziness that people inside the government? I mean, the bureaucracy, as we said yesterday, and I thought, wow, man, you know, I was just telling Scott, I guess we were more right than wrong in saying, and I remember when that thought came up that, I suggested, to Dr. Herb Lundin yesterday that, bureaucrats won, Trump team zero after them, pushing out and forcing out, General Flynn. And, this morning I'm questioning whether or not this is the start of a civil war. But, that aside for a moment, listen to what Peter King had to say about General Flynn last night with Martha McCallum.
So, we've laid it all out here, essentially. What is your thought on really, you know, which side do you come down on? Is it more important the substance of what may have happened or transpired in these discussions between General Flynn and the Russian representative, or the fact that this information got out and was released?
Martha, I would say it's all important. Let me just say at the start that I've had the opportunity to work with General Flynn. He used to testify before the Intelligence Committee when he was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And he, more than anyone in the country, was alerting the nation to ISIS. Unfortunately, the Obama administration was not listening to him, and he was pushed out. But he is a hero, and he's a patriot. And what's happened in the last few days is really sad. Now, having said that, I was at the White House today for a bill signing. I was talking to the president and the vice president. And basically, it was felt that General Flynn, for whatever reason, did not tell the vice president the full truth. And because of that, there was this breakdown in trust between the vice president and then also the president and General Flynn. But so I guess at that stage, the president felt he had no choice. That's what he told us today. But again, it's unfortunate. And now you go back to the question of the leaks. That is a criminal action. I mean, to have a wiretap of foreign national, and to have an American come on that, an American citizen come on that tape, there's all sorts of precautions in the law, how that person's identity has to be masked, how it can't be made public. And yet it was not only made public, it was leaked to a newspaper at a time. So here you have the National Security Advisor being taped. And again, that could have been legal wiretap aimed at the Russians. And yet to have that leaked, it violates the law. It's clearly wrong. And again, more should be said about that. So both that should be pursued right to the end to find out who leaked that and takes strong action against them. Also, obviously, the whole situation with General Flynn, will also be looked into.
Yeah. In terms of that, what do you think the next step is? Do you believe that he will be questioned by the FBI, that he will potentially be brought before Congress? And do you think the transcripts will be released to the public so that everyone can see exactly what was said there?
Well, I don't see how those transcripts can be made public. Certainly, the FBI would probably stop that if it's part of an investigation, an active investigation. I don't see how they can be made public. Also, I assume General Flynn maybe could ask to have them released. I don't know. But again, if this is a wiretap of a foreign national, a foreign government, and how that gets released, again, this is breaking all sorts of precedent. As far as what should happen, the Intelligence Committee has been investigating Russian activity going back almost a year. When the Obama administration was ignoring it, Chairman Nunes on the Intelligence Committee was going ahead investigating Russian activity. And so now we are involved in a full investigation, certainly of the Intelligence Community report that came out back in December and January about the election, where our staff is going through much of the documentation is going to be made available to go through that. And obviously, if something comes up on General Flynn, that should also come within the purview of the Intelligence Committee. But we can't be running off investigating everything that happens to come up. But again, if something leads to General Flynn, then obviously I think that will become part of the investigation.
So what do you think? Do you think it's fair? It's right? I mean, somebody broke the law here, and the leaks around President Trump's administration is pretty crazy that's going on, and no doubt that he and Vice President Pence are going to do everything they can to seal this up. But yet, meanwhile, we lost a patriot along the way, General Mike Flynn. This is very unfortunate. And as I said, what are we coming down to? Have the Democrats and the other side set things in motion that they can no longer stop?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We always welcome your voice. It doesn't always have to be about the things that I agree with. In fact, if you always do that, then one of us is redundant and unnecessary. So let me know your thoughts. Your opinion does count here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We have a special guest, and it's always great to have David Horowitz with us. He celebrated another birthday last month. What, 78 now, David? Is that the good number?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, a lot of experience. And David, in his new book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, David, this is one of those books that not only incorporates the current perspective and horizon, or, you know, forget about the horizon, but the environment and culture that we're in right now. But behind it is all these years of experience that you've gone through. You know, having been raised by parents who were, you know, avowed, you know, communists in terms of the Communist Party USA, members of, and, you know, your realization that it wasn't exactly so. And as such, you've been a voice of reason to the citizenry about where America has been dancing around, and oh, so close we came to losing this great American experiment, David.
Correct. Big Agenda, this book that I've written, is a lot about the opposition, if you can call it that, the war against Trump and Trumpism. I think the seminal moment in the campaign, which I discussed, was when Trump was debating Hillary in the second debate and faced the cameras and said, you have to understand, Hillary has tremendous hatred in her heart.
Yes.
And what he was referring to was the basket of deplorables, which she identified. That's people who disagree with her and the Democratic Party are racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, and xenophobes. And any conservative within reach of my voice now, who's been in a policy argument with a so-called liberal, will have been called a racist, sexist, homophobe, Islamophobe, whatever.
Right.
So it's really a hatred that is, the Democratic Party is the party of hate now. And it's the only way you can understand this. This is unprecedented. According to Gallup, a president normally gets 7-month honeymoon.
Yeah.
What we've gotten, he didn't get 7 seconds, Trump.
Exactly.
What he's gotten is a witch hunt in which, I mean, to me, the thing that gets my blood most boiling is Jeff Sessions, one of the most handful of the most decent human beings in the United States Senate. As Attorney General of Alabama, Deep South state in the segregation era, he prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan. He led in the desegregation of the schools, and these character assassins like Elizabeth Warren call him a racist. I mean, this is so outrageous.
Mm-hmm. And Cory Booker, who a year before was lauding his praises, all of a sudden, I guess because he's looking for some limelight, sits next to John Lewis and the president of the Black Caucus, making broad brush accusations that, in contrast to the other three gentlemen who worked with Sessions directly, I mean, it paled in significance and exposed it for what it was.
Yes, but because the media is in their pocket, this is the atmosphere in which Trump has to operate, that his administration is called neo-Nazi, racist, in cahoots with the Russians. I mean, come on.
Yes.
These are alleged liberals who once were outraged when Joseph McCarthy hauled actual communists in front of his committee and called them communists. That outraged them. But these slanders. This is a gutter party now.
Yeah.
And a lot of my book is about, the first section is called The Adversary, about what the Democratic Party has become and its agenda, and then how Trump will defeat them.
Isn't it a bit, David, I've been thinking about it, even, you know, since reading your book, again, I'm reminded, in terms of the resistance, in order to have communication and to come to some kind of bipartisan, agreement here, you've got to have people that want to agree, that want to cooperate. And there's so much of the Democratic Party, as you say, that has become the party of hatred, that it's almost like Israel and Palestine all over again.
Well, yeah, well, a people that wants peace and a bunch of terrorists.
Right.
That's what it's come down to, actually.
I mean, you look at what happened at UC Berkeley, speaking of terrorism. You're going to tell me that wasn't terrorist activity and somehow it was spontaneous when you have everybody dressed in the same outfits?
We have campus fascists all over this country. It's really on the left calling everybody else a fascist.
A fascist, I know. Go figure, right?
Perfectly Orwellian.
Yes.
We are in the midst, really, of a civil war. The Democratic Party is a racist party. It's the party of racial categories. It's the party that controls all the inner cities of America. I have a chapter called in Big Agenda, called the Achilles heel of the Democratic Party, which is their monopoly control of inner cities. Mm. But if you think of it, identity politics is anti-American at its core.
Mm-hmm.
America is based on the idea that we're all endowed by our common creator with inalienable rights to equality, life, liberty. We are to be judged according to American principles, not by our ethnic origins or our race, but on the basis of our individual merits. It's all about individual freedom. The Democratic Party is about a hierarchy of race, gender, and sexual orientation. So if you're the right skin color, you go to the head of the line for a college admission or for a job or for anything in our society. Special privileges, special allowances. The only skin privilege is colored skin privilege. Because that puts you in the front of the line. The left has a phrase for this. It's called people of color.
Yes.
What the heck is that? That's not English. We don't say crayons of color.
Right.
That's actually a French construction.
Right.
But what's its purpose? Well, its purpose is that we should be defined by racial or gender or sexual orientation characteristics. If you think of Mexico, you want to understand this term, people of color. Mexico is composed of two ethnic groups, the descendants of the conquistadors, who slaughtered the indigenous Indians,
and
the descendants of those Indians.
Yes.
But when they cross the border, they're both people of color and therefore deserving of special consideration and special privileges. When you think about it, Maharajas in India are people of color. The beheaders in terrorists in Syria are people of color. That's
exactly
why the Democratic Party is so soft on our Islamist enemies. So ready to defend them because they're people of color. Who aren't people of color? The only ones are the oppressors, white people. That is a racist party. And the sooner that people recognize it, the better equipped they will be to fight them. This is all in my book, Big Agenda.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with David Horowitz about his book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. And we've got more from David on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with David Horowitz, New York Times bestselling author, continues. His book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. David, the Democrats have really unhinged themselves. The very thing that cost them this election was the abandonment of white America, and they seem to be doubling down on that when they're so focused on people of color. What about white people? Is their job to sit in the back of the bus and pay reparations?
Well, white people,
is that what it's all about?
Working It's white people. It's working people. They also just take black people for granted and walk all over them in the inner cities. That's why Trump's New Deal for Black America is going to just blow up the Democratic base. The reason they're doubling down on the policies that lost them the election is because the Democratic Party is totally been captured by the left. Look, Bernie Sanders, a lifelong supporter of communism, who spent his honeymoon during the Cold War in Moscow for crying out tears, would have been the nominee of the Democratic Party if the crooked Clintons and their allies, Donna Brazile and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, hadn't fixed the primary election. That's who the Democratic Party is. Those people in the streets who are obstructing the free speech of others, committing violence, that's just an extension of the Democratic Party.
Right. Which stands in Chuck Schumer. Right. And all that stands in contrast, David. I'm sorry. It all stands in contrast to your point, to what you write about, that Trump's followers love you know, his say it like it is or tweet it like it is, his anti-political correctness stand. And liberals, do not see Trump's speech as free speech. And so it's up to Trump and those who are following him to counter this this false perception that the Democrats have put out there.
Well, Trump has set the standard. You go on the attack and you stay on.
Exactly.
There's no backing down. No, this shuffling Paul Ryan and typical Republicans have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Democrats say boo, they jump.
Right.
It's just terrible.
Well, it's
the fact that Chuck Schumer would call. What did he say that the nomination of Jeff Sessions, I say, this is a guy that he's worked with for 20 years, one of the most decent human beings in the Senate, a champion of civil rights, and Chuck Schumer says it made him sick to his stomach that Sessions was nominated. Well, screw you, Chuck Schumer. That's what Republicans need to be saying. They should have no respect for these Democrats.
And well,
running out of office in 2018...
Right. And then you have Elizabeth Warren, you know, haranguing and impugning a fellow senator's character, which is against Senate rules. And then she cries foul because, she's a woman and she was told to sit down after she was warned on several occasions.
Yeah. She's a character assassin. That's
right.
All she does. And she's a rank hypocrite. Elizabeth Warren lives in a $5.4 million mansion. She lied to Harvard saying that she had Indian blood in her so that she'd get an affirmative action position.
Because it's all in her high cheekbones.
She makes $350,000 for 1 hour a week work. She teaches one class, maybe it's an hour and a half, and she rails against the system that she says is rigged for the rich. How can you have respect for somebody like that, yet she is, as Trump says, the face of the Democratic Party these days?
Exactly. And you talk about hatred and bitterness. You know, you mentioned college campuses, many free speech issues. That seems to be the epicenter right there on the college campuses of America today.
Well, our colleges have been ruined. They're run by communists. And I say that advisedly as somebody who came out of the communist left. I know exactly who these people are. And they have transformed our liberal arts colleges into indoctrination and recruitment centers for the anti-American racist left. It's identity politics comes out of the colleges, as I said earlier, anti-American at its core. There can be no coexistence between identity politics and the American Constitution. It just can't be done. And that's why left-wing judges don't respect who are all college graduates and trainees, don't respect the Constitution. Because identity politics doesn't allow you to respect the Constitution. And Republicans have been so damn polite. They Orrin Hatch, escorted Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she was up for for confirmation.
Yes.
Through the Senate, she was confirmed with 94 votes. She despises the American Constitution. She said it's old, you know, basically old hat.
Right.
She likes the South African Constitution, which was written by actual communists. I mean, this is what this country came to under, you know, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
We have one administration to get things going right. We've got a lot to
recover from, and there's no question in your book. You pronounce Trump's coming D.C. earthquake. Well, the tectonic plates are already starting to shift, and people are very nervous. And, we just hope and pray that Donald Trump continues to keep his eye on the ball. He seems to be very committed to, getting America back on track and making us all great again. And he's already made some quick moves in the first 3 weeks of his administration, David Horowitz.
We haven't seen anything ever like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where a politician comes into office and then works around the clock. He gets up at 5:30 in the morning. He retires at midnight. He works 7 days a week, delivering on his promises.
Exactly.
And there's all this outrage that he's delivering on his promises. What kind of respect is that for the American
exactly.
political system? You know, it's not like Obama who came saying, he wasn't for government health care or for private health care, but he was a centrist. This extreme left-wing president lied that Trump has delivered on what he said he would do. There's no surprises here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David, I don't have any, I've laid this all out in Big Agenda.
Well, exactly, and I was going to say in Big Agenda, you pronounce very clearly the Achilles heel of the Democratic Party. And number one, as you said, Republicans, conservatives need to understand this is a war. This is a war over ideology and not policy, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. These are not policy issues, which people can reasonably disagree over, and then you adjust them and compromise. The Democrats have conducted a witch hunt during the honeymoon period, defaming virtually all. The Veterans Affairs guy got in without being defamed, but everybody else, defamed. Why do they hate Betsy DeVos? They hate her because she dedicated her life to innocent children. Come on, that's what it's about. It's about school choice. Why is school choice anathema to the Democratic Party? Because the Democratic Party runs inner city schools as a jobs program for adults, and the teacher unions are its political base.
Exactly.
25% of the delegates to the Democratic National Convention are teacher union members. It's the biggest slush fund for the Democratic Party. It's power they're interested in.
Exactly.
They have contempt for black people. All we have, they'll vote for us no matter what we do.
Well, President Johnson said as much. Yep. Exactly. Well, David, 30 seconds here. I'm going to let you sum up Big Agenda. Everybody needs to get their hands on this book and read it and understand what is laid out before our country and the opportunities that are available because of President Donald Trump. I'll let you wrap it up here, David.
We're on the threshold of 40 years of political war because the Democratic Party is at war not only with Donald Trump, but with America. And this book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, is a guide to these wars, to how to fight them, to who the Democrats really are, and how to fight them.
Exactly. David Horowitz, founder and current president of the think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and his book, Big Agenda. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make. But it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days. So keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Eddie Scarry is with us right now. Eddie is a media reporter at the Washington Examiner based in Washington, D.C. Eddie, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your article, Could Trump Save the Media? I mean, this is kind of an interesting relationship. Steve Bannon made it clear here recently that the media has become the opposition party. Is that a fair statement, Eddie?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably a fair statement. That's probably how they feel. I don't think it's probably any different than any other administration has felt, though they may not have said it. The point of my article, you can still read it at thewashingtonexaminer.com, is that despite, you know, looking at the surface level of this, it is still, it's a hostile relationship. But if you actually look at it from a different angle, both sides benefit, and they publicly say so in some cases. Mm-hmm. We've seen subscriptions go up at different publications. We've seen the ratings for cable news go up higher in some cases after the election. So, even if it is a hostile relationship, they both tend to benefit in some ways.
Kind of interesting how our media evolves. I mean, even down to television series or anything that you watch, you're always looking for a pro and a protagonist and an antagonist. And this stage is perfectly set, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another way to put it. One of the people that I quoted, and you know, all of them I had to talk to anonymously for my piece because they are covering this administration, and a lot of times, as much transparency as the media likes to say they want, they're oftentimes the least likely to extend it. Mm-hmm. But there was an anchor I talked to at Fox News, one of their anchors, their big-time anchors, who was I was talking about how what the appeal of Trump for the media and all that kind of stuff, and this anchor put it perfectly. They were saying that Trump operates like a TV producer. There's a segment, and then there's a tease for what's coming up next, whether he goes on Twitter and says, stay tuned for my Supreme Court announcement or something like that. So it keeps the public engaged. And when you have the public engaged, it's driving them to the news sources they like. Vanity Fair was one that Trump attacked after they, you know, wrote this bad review about his restaurant in Trump Tower. he attacked them on Twitter, and then suddenly they then took that attack, put it on their front page on their website, and offered a deal for subscribers for a year, and they saw a boost in their subscription. So it's for all the fighting and bickering that they have back and forth, the media is definitely benefiting from it.
It's kind of like Surf's Up. If you watch the media, when they were chasing after Hillary, at one point they're jumping over fences, you know, trying to track down her car to, you know, follow her, her people and herself, you know, to try to get a story. And that's what you see. It's almost like the media is doing this now with the, you know, with Donald Trump. And of course, Donald Trump's been having him do this throughout, whether it's the campaign, but now with him being in the Oval Office even more so. And he's got him going from, you know, one extreme to the other just based on his Twitters, right?
Yeah, there's some irony there. If you look back at the campaign, you have reporters, for example, chasing after Hillary, literally chasing after Hillary to get her to talk with them. And, you know, and she's not necessarily good for ratings. Meanwhile, you have, or, you know, getting interest in people, the public interested in the news. Meanwhile, you have Trump, who actually is very much forward and forthcoming when it comes to accessibility. There's a New York Times reporter who was even tweeting this just the other day, one of the top politics reporters, saying that Trump is by far the most accessible politician she's ever had to cover. But even as he's so accessible, and the reporters may not have to necessarily chase him physically, they still feel as if they're not able to get him down. So you have somewhat of a weird dynamic when you compare him, his relationship with the media to Hillary's.
Eddie, is the media at any point, you know, coming together in even some sort of backroom pause here to say, you know, is Trump just, I mean, is this so hysterical we're just going to ride this wave? Or are we going to draw anything out of the conversation here that could benefit our professionalism? Because I think there's veracity here. You know, the media for a long time has been losing influence. They've been losing, you know, viewers and subscribers. As you say, it's picked up a little bit, and this is where Trump probably has saved their bacon a bit because of the controversy. But it's now but the main point of this is that media, I believe, has abandoned its main reason to exist, and that is to document history. Are they starting to even consider the way they report on the news?
Well, we have seen, I think, a flicker of hope in the last couple of days with the covering of this Russia stuff. I mean, you might be critical of the coverage when it comes to it, but at least this is a serious subject that does deserve attention. Right. I've been writing columns. I write them. Typically, they go up on the weekends on a Saturday for the Washington Examiner about, and it is like a column that's very critical of the media because they by and large haven't, despite all the soul searching, this is what I did last weekend, the soul searching, the media kept saying they needed to do the national media. We've lost touch with people. We clearly missed it. This is a big mistake on our part. And yet that soul searching lasted all of 2 seconds. They made absolutely no changes to how they were going to understand the president's appeal, understand his voters, understand the rest of the country that they've entirely forgotten about. So that's a problem. We also had this issue with them really undermining the presidency by comparing him in ways to show business, everything, you know, saying that he's doing this like a reality show. He's not treating this seriously. And you know, on and on, focusing on these little Twitter controversies and breathless reports on what he's tweeting and the things that really don't matter to past, you know, maybe a 2 minute mention or something on the news, but it was just round the clock coverage of it. But, you know, this Russia thing, this is serious. It should be covered. Maybe it'll turn out to be nothing. Maybe it'll turn out to be, you know, just some rogue aides or something like that. But this is serious, so maybe there's still some hope.
Well, there's been some conversation here in the last few weeks, Eddie, as you know, about the growing, you know, leaks. I mean, you keep hearing this hissing sound out of the administration. It's like the air is being let out here. And what happened with General Flynn, I mean, this was like a blowout here. And meanwhile, you know, the media seemed to be so focused on General Flynn that they were missing what I think Sean Spicer was suggesting, and of course he has to be careful because he's not the producer. He is not the editor to tell people to be saying, you guys are missing the bigger story here. And that is that there's been, you know, an offense here that somebody has done something illegal. There are laws here that clearly have been broken, and that's not being addressed. Now it's starting to be addressed. But, you know, this is part of the problem that we have here is that, you know, to filter through all this stuff because, you know, on top of everything else, I mean, Trump just keeps the controversy coming, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I think as far as the leaks go, you know, the media has, you know, their bias, and I believe rightfully so, is towards getting the information in whatever way they can, so long as it's, you know, they're not breaking any laws. And getting it out there to the public if they believe it's in the public interest. I think as far as the leaks go, something that deserves more criticism and deserves to be a little bit more, needs to be highlighted a little bit more within the coverage of the leaks that are coming out of this administration and within the intelligence committee are that it's very obvious, and in some cases it's reported, but it's kind of said so in passing, like a passing fact, that the people who are doing the leaking are deliberately withholding key pieces of the leaks. Like, you know, you look at this one that came out, this big New York Times story about Trump associates being in touch with Russian, you know, intelligence and everything. Well, we don't know what the topics of those conversations were. We don't know who the Russian intelligence officials were. And it says in the New York Times report that the U.S. intelligence that leaked this declined to offer that information. Okay, so they're basically painting a very bad picture without giving the information on purpose that really is important. And that should be more, that should be higher focus in the reports that are coming out when they do contain leaked information.
Get ready, Eddie. I think we're looking forward. We're looking for a, you know, some huge massacre in the bureaucracy here. Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, and maybe he's going to go really quick and move against some of these bureaucrats. So I think we're going to start hearing, you know, of the swamp being drained here very quickly. Stay tuned for details. Eddie Scarry, I'm Bill Martinez.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the things that are most important to us, the things that we need to consider if we're going to get this country back on track. Ramesh Panaru is with us. Ramesh is a Washington, D.C.-based American columnist, a senior editor for the National Review magazine, who has covered national politics for over 18 years. Ramesh, you've seen a lot in the last 18 years, but it's a fun ride now, isn't it?
It is. There's certainly no lack of things to write about.
Well, you know, between, I mean, it's like every day there's something new. I mean, it's almost like I catch myself being up late, seeing what's going to happen and waiting to see when the next, slipper is going to fall here. It's been a pretty crazy couple of days, and we've seen General Flynn kind of hanging and teetering, and then, of course, finally the announcement came out that he was going to fall on his sword. And now we're trying to, discern the aftermath to see, okay, you know, who's leaking out this information and how many laws were broken in the process.
And, what happens to congressional investigations of administration Russia connections going forward?
Yeah, I was thinking, I was watching Trey Gowdy the other day, and I think I like Trey Gowdy a lot. I think he's brilliant. I think about all the hard work he put in on the Hillary's emails and Benghazi and everything. And you go, what happened after all that work? It just goes by the wayside. So whenever, maybe I'm getting a little, skeptical here, but whenever I hear about an investigation, and I don't even understand why this has taken so long, and maybe they need to do something on a wider scale, not only Russia, but, we keep hearing this recurring theme of voter fraud. The Democrats, including the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, saying there's no voter fraud. And I go, well, how can there be no voter fraud when people keep getting arrested and they end up in jail for voter fraud?
Yes, I think that the truth is almost certainly in between, that there's no voter fraud claims of the Democrats and the president's loose talk of 3 to 5 million illegal votes.
Well, yeah, I mean, all this stuff, let's bring it out into the light of day. Was there or was there not Russian involvement? Did the president, wink, wink, suggest that illegals should vote? Did California make it possible and open the gate for more voter fraud and illegals voting in that election? Does that contribute to this supposed 3 million illegal votes that are out there? I mean, let's get it out of the anecdotal and away from some of the hysteria and get down to the facts. And in fact, how involved was, was Russia in all this, in this? Because what's happening, all these questions are putting pressure on and adding, some validity to people questioning the validity of this president.
Yeah, no, it's a sort of a cloud hanging over him. It's a claim the opposition can constantly make, and his supporters aren't always sure what to say in response. I think there are a lot of reasons why we need just more sunlight here.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Ramesh, and I would only hope that if something could be done, that would be done rather expediently, because, and even for Trump's sake, I mean, I've been saying for quite a while here is that, you know, yes, he just got elected, but the clock is ticking, and with each passing day, when we're not about the people's business, we're losing critical time here. Before we know it, we're going to be 18 months down the road, and we're in our next, you know, we're in the midterm election cycle, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. New presidents have a pretty narrow window when they can make the big changes that they want to make.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, the people are going to look at it, and he's going to be measured on, did in fact we get tax reform? Is the wall being built? And, oh, yeah, let's talk about Obamacare. I mean, the Republicans for a long time said, hey, look, we're going to repeal, replace it, and go, okay, so now you've been given the opportunity. Show me the money.
Yeah, and I think part of what is going on here is they didn't actually expect to win the last election, so they didn't have plans in place about what to do if they did.
Yeah.
And they sort of have had to scramble since the election to try to figure out something they can do.
Well, the very thing they're accusing the Democrats of in terms of being obstructionist, I mean, they've been chewing on this for 6 years. You mean to tell me in 6 years you can't come up with something? I mean, they should have at least three or four talking points that could be consistent and say this is the basis of the Republican plan and what we, you know, want to replace it with. But the longer that it's out there in the slow process of the, you know, the Beltway and executing laws and this sort of thing, you know, the people are getting restless. And the Democrats are happy to, you know, promote this restlessness and saying, hey, they said they're going to repeal it. What are they replacing it with? You know, and they're just like on the outside, just poking a stick in the Republicans' eyes, you know?
Well, the Democrats are right on that point. The Republicans have had ample time to come up with a consensus on their side about where to go. And it is to their discredit that they haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ramesh, I want to talk particularly about your article that you wrote about, and that is The Flaws of President Trump's Nationalism. Explain to our audience what you meant by this.
Well, sure. I wanted to talk about sort of the virtues and the flaws of Trump's nationalism. His inaugural address and his whole campaign were really based on this idea that our government has drifted away from a really tight connection to pursuing the interests of the American people. He says, for example, that our immigration policy has to be done in the interests of Americans. Now, that on the one hand seems like a completely boring, commonplace observation. On the other hand, nobody else has really been saying it. And our argument in the article that National Review's editor Rich Lowry and I wrote was that, you know, there is such a thing as a healthy nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
There is, of course, a legitimate argument for a government placing its own citizens' interests first in everything it does. And that is a sentiment that can carry too far, that can go astray. But in intellectual circles, there's a kind of suspicion of nationalism, a hostility to nationalism, just sort of under any circumstances, that just can't be sustained. And if we want a healthy nationalism, what we have to do is start from the point of view that, yes, we do owe our fellow citizens something more than we owe foreigners. We do have to serve them before we serve some, you know, wispy idea of the international community.
Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, nationalism taken to its extreme takes us back to pre-World War II and Germany, and that's the concern. But I would say that it's not only about you know, interest of Americans, but I'd also say would-be Americans, you know, those that are coming in, those that are here, that want to be, you know, part of the mainstay, that want to be part of the American experiment. You know, we're hearing so much about just you know, the current citizens, but we're not considering those that are here that want to stay, that want to contribute, and even those waiting outside. I mean, I talked to a gentleman here recently. He's been waiting in Ireland for 13 years in the queue to do it legal. But yet we've got people busting through our porous borders, which is a whole nother discussion altogether. But I agree with you that when it comes to the whole nationalistic perspective, that we do need to take care of ourselves. It's much the same as, you know, I've been saying, the warning that you get on the airplane, you know, if those masks come down, you make sure you get your mask on first before you help, you know, a child or somebody else, right?
Right. That's a good way of thinking about it. You know, the key thing is, you know, we get to choose which people we bring in. And we can choose which people we bring in on the basis of things like what kind of contributions we expect them to make to American life. Mm-hmm. So we could have a kind of skills-based immigration policy of the sort that Canada does. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we don't take any refugees. It doesn't mean there's no humanitarian purposes served, but it's perfectly legitimate to say that our first and foremost criteria are going to be things that we think are good for the national interest, including
exactly.
our economic interests.
And we've done that before, and it's worked very effectively when they had the immigration system working. But something got lost in translation over the last several decades here, Ramesh, where there's no consideration for that. People are just allowed to come in. You know, we're $20 trillion in debt already. We are a very generous nation. But when it's to the point that we're, you know, we're really not thinking about what's in the best interest of the constituency here, the citizens in the country, the refugees, and even, you know, the illegals coming in. I mean, they're being ill-served by our broken system. And I don't think that's being debated.
I agree with that. When you have millions and millions of low-skilled immigrants, legal and illegal, coming in, the people whose wages they're really hurting are previous immigrants working in the same fields, the same parts of the labor market. Partly the reason we have this kind of nutty immigration system is the influence of these bad ideas about nationalism, and partly it's because we have an immigration system that just sort of rose up by accident. It's sort of like our tax code. It doesn't look like anything anybody deliberately created.
Mm-hmm. But one piece at a time, you know, like they say, that that committee that created the camel, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Maybe the same thing, but, you know, also the other thing real quickly here, because we only got about 30 seconds left, is, you know, these immigrants who are coming in, whether it's refugees or illegals particularly, there's nothing there to protect them. They're left to some sort of, zip code, you know, mafia that it controls them, which is a whole nother discussion that I don't think we're having out there, Ramesh. But again, I thank you for the article. Good ideas here, and we'll keep the conversation going here. Ramesh Panaru with the National Review. Thank you, Ramesh.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.